Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It is Friday. It's April Fool's Day, the first day of April 2022. These are my audio weather thoughts, and really the weather forecast is no joke over the next couple of days. Really nice weather for the weekend. We had the front that passed the area here a couple of days ago. High pressure has settled in. I think as the day goes along today, though, that surface high and the wind flow around it, which is clockwise in nature, will, of course, get well enough east of us that we'll pick up the winds out of the south and southeast. That'll continue, I think, into tonight and early tomorrow. There is a secondary cold front due tomorrow. It will not have much in the way of sensible weather with it, just basically a wind shift associated with it. And as the front moves through, we'll see a little bit drier air once again take in the north and northeasterly winds picking up, at least temporarily. Won't last very long, but nevertheless, a sunny day, or at least sunny day for the weekend for Austin and for South Central Texas, I think all the way through Sunday. By the time we get to Sunday, though, the atmosphere is going to sense another upper-level low-pressure storm system off the Pacific, another associated cold front that will approach our area, and that'll begin to pull back the moisture. I think by late in the day on Sunday into Sunday night and early Monday, we'll see the clouds pick up. And then as that system gets closer, it begins to create lift in the atmosphere. We will have gotten a little moisture back. The instability will increase as well. So we'll see a chance of rain showers, thunderstorms by late in the day Monday. I think primarily a Monday rush hour. More likely overnight Monday night into Tuesday morning as the front and the upper level low pressure area move on by. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in their day four outlook of severe weather has placed most of our area in at least what I would consider to be a marginal to slight risk of severe weather. I think that area may be a little bit too big. I think in the next couple of days you're going to see the Storm Prediction Center kind of carve that back a little bit. I still think the best chance of severe weather may be off to the northeast of the Austin area proper. And what is really disappointing is that the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, they look at rainfall amounts. Folks, they're not even showing us with a quarter inch of rainfall as that front goes through. So it's just not going to be much at this point. Do we need to watch it? Absolutely, for the threat of severe weather and some stronger thunderstorms. But as far as a rainmaker, it's just not going to be anything too impressive. Now, once that front moves through next Tuesday, we'll once again get a wind shift, drier air moving in. Temperatures will actually be a little warmer with that sunshine Tuesday and maybe into the early part of the day Wednesday. But what's interesting is once that upper level low pressure area moves by in the first front, there'll be a secondary front. This one, a stronger front in nature, and it'll move through the area sometime next Wednesday. Now, of course, no moisture. The moisture will have been scoured out by then. But so about the only thing we're going to see is a wind shift back to the north and pick up in speed. And folks, this is cooler air. This is really an unseasonably strong area of high pressure forecast to build down in the wake of the front, down through the Intermountain West, the Rockies, and into Texas. So I'm going to see us cool down, I think, for the middle and latter part of next week. Highs mainly in the 70s. Overnight lows may reach the 40s and 50s. So we got a little cooler weather ahead as we get a little further into the month of April. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts headed into your weekend on this first day of April 2022 on this Friday. I'll take the weekend off. I'll be back with you on Monday with our text forecast updated on the website as well as my audio weather thoughts once again. Hope you have a great Friday. Get out and enjoy the sunshine. A safe weekend as well.